Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the shadows of the Night Zone. This is Live Events. In the dead of night, when thy winter wounds shall not be healed, the wind which howls about your being. In the dead of night, when your friends have gone, and you sit huddled by the castle's fire. In the dead of night, when all is dark, who will you be tonight? The following program is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. Although the Night Zone takes all precautions to bring you quality information, the Night Zone is merely the purveyor of information. You, the audience, shall judge the quality of information offered by our guests or host. We remind all of our listeners, KV at MTOR, ladies and gentlemen, your host, Colin Knott. Tonight's guest comes from a long lineage of psychics. From a very early age, our guest has the ability to experience events before they happen. He speaks to the departed, bringing messages to the living. Anthony, teenage psychic medium, live in the Night Zone. Shadows of the Night Zone. Your host, Colin Knight.
Tonight, on Night Zone Radio, our guest is the youngest psychic we have ever had on the show. Anthony comes to us through the Night Zone favorite, David Baker, psychic medium and spirit guide. Anthony has recently appeared on the Joyce Keller Show on 1240 AM WGBB Radio in New York City. He brings a fresh look at psychic abilities.
Teenage medium Anthony.
Next, in the shadows of the Night Zone.
347-324-3287. 347-324-3287.
And good evening, ladies and gentlemen, madame and messieurs, boys and girls, mes enfants. Welcome to another edition of the Night Zone. It is Tuesday, April the 20th, 2010. As many of our listeners may have noticed, tonight's scheduled show was a TBA, to be announced. It was a super secret interview with a volcanologist regarding the Ring of Fire and recent events. However, unfortunately, the recent events in Iceland make our guest unable to meet our air schedule, and we shall be pre-taping that show for a future air date. We are very fortunate, however, to have with us tonight, on very short notice, Tony, psychic medium. Good evening, Tony, and welcome to the shadows of the Night Zone, sir.
Hi, Colin. How are you?
I am absolutely excellent, and so far so good. A little rocky on the technical hookup, but so far so good, Tony. I'm hoping that we have no phantom glitches tonight.
Yes, yes, I understand.
So, Tony, I actually had a bet with a couple of the boys at the Night Zone. I bet the producer of the show that your last name was pronounced Castagna.
He said
it's Castagna. I owe him a buck. Okay, so it's Castagna.
Yep.
All righty. You come to us through our trusted friend, David Baker, who I see is floating down in the virtual studio tonight. He's offering his father bear cover, by the way. He's very protective of his proteges and his friends. So I have to say, Tony, that prior to air, we would normally conduct kind of a pre-conference chat, getting to know each other and, get you a little comfortable than bringing you on the air cold turkey, so to speak. But you do come from a long line of psychics. How did you rationalize that as a child, with all of this energy that must have been around you?
Well, it was from an early age of four. When I was 4 years old, I started seeing spirit then. And that's when things started happening, and I didn't understand it, but my mom, Barbara Cannon, hi, Mom, she's listening in, she had helped me get through that. And as I got older, understand my ability of seeing spirit.
Right. Now your mom, of course, is Barbara Cannon. And how could your upbringing get much better as a psychic? What was it like as a kid in the household of Barbara Cannon?
Well, you know, it was, I was very terrified, of my ability because I didn't understand it. You know, it's new to kids when they're seeing spirit because, you know, they don't know what's going on. I remember when I was, I would say when I was like 6 or 7, from what I could recall, I remember my dresser drawers used to open and close, and I used to see like figures just standing there. And I had, at that time I had called it imaginary, which it wasn't at the time. I had a spirit friend named Jimmy, who he was my spirit guide, and he was a little boy, and he used to sit in my room and play with my toys. So I used to have conversations with my spirit guide.
And did your spirit guide ever lead you astray, or was it more like a conscience guide?
It was more of a conscious guide that was there, yeah, with me. I would just see spirit everywhere. You know, I would see little girls, little boys, and from very young age, it was I was frightened because no one else could see these people, and no one else could see these spirits. I thought they were it was amazing. Until I got older, I would say, until I was about 12, 13, my mom had introduced me to one of her psychic friends, and he had taught me to open my ability a little bit more in helping people. And, she had psychic parties, my mom. And from 13 years old, that's when I started doing it professionally and started helping people.
Wow. And I could just imagine the energies that would be going through the household. I'll tell you now, Tony, we are trying to book Barbara for a future show. So we're going to have Mom on with all of her naked pictures of you. And we're going to embarrass you probably a little bit. And that'll be probably in a couple of weeks, maybe a month's time. So, so you'll get the other side of Mom's story about Tony at the same time as hearing how Tony reacted in Mom's household. But at 17, you are the youngest guest to date in the Night Zone, I have to say. How old were you when you knew you were different than other kids, that you had a gift? How old would you say?
I would say when I was like 12 or 13, because I always seen spirit, and like I had said, when my mom had introduced me to one of her psychic medium friends, then he had told me that, you have this ability, and, I understood it to a point, but I wasn't, aware of what it could do and how it could help people. And I started going to parties with, this friend of my mom's, and then that's when I started doing spirit communication and just whatever was coming to me, that's what I was telling these people. And so I would say around 12, 13 was when I figured things were starting to be different for me.
Right. Was there anything that you can remember? Was there a cause and effect? Was there anything maybe traumatic or that kind of jolted you to realize that these gifts had some value for society?
Well, there wasn't anything that was really big, but I started noticing that, a lot of kids my age, I started going, looking towards them and looking at all the different problems that they had had. And they had, people started, I started noticing that there was these loved ones that were hanging around these kids that were like 14, 15, and there were grandmothers, grandparents, some fathers and mothers that were hanging around these kids. And a lot of these kids had a lot of emotional problems because they had lost their loved ones. And, it was horrible because there were, I seen a lot of kids that were depressed. They were going into depression, and their grandparents were taking care of them. And I would say then that's when I really started. It was like a turning point, I would say. And that was when I was about 14, almost 15, when I started seeing that around these kids. And that's when I said, okay, I'm going to start doing these reads. I'm going to start helping people. And that's when it really kind of had a little turning point on me.
Right. So you were seeing both sides of the coin. You were seeing the sadness of the children left behind and the parents trying to make the communication with their children.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. And the same thing, because I had opened myself up once I was 13, that's when I started getting into meditation, and I started, I didn't understand it. That's when I started getting into meditation and opening my abilities up even more so than before, and then that's when things started taking off, and I started seeing spirit. It was crazy.
Right. And just a quick note into the virtual studio. You have a fan club down in the studio. Of course, Mom is leading the charge, closely followed by a couple of ladies that obviously know each other. So you have a knitting circle down in the virtual studio, Tony, just so you know. And for those guests in the virtual studio, we would ask that you would take a few moments just to register as a listener. That way you get more bells and whistles and can interact with the show. I think you'd find it a little bit more enjoyable if your thoughts could be known. So, Tony, when you realized that you had this special gift and that you know you needed to do something with it in a positive way, were you accepted in the community easily, given your age?
You know, it was kind of, a lot of people thought it was cool at first. It like, you know, everybody's like, oh, wow, that's cool. And then I started getting a lot of people and a lot of kids coming to me, and just people in general asking me questions like, oh, you know, what about my life? What's going on? You know, is there any loved ones around me? And that's when I started getting bombarded by people. And it's very difficult. Even now, you know, it's very difficult because I have to learn to protect myself, and that, it's a process that I'm going through. And kids, yeah, they're very, very mean, very judgmental, and, you know, it's very hard. So I have to kind of be in my own zone, be in my meditations, and you know, and I just keep on reminding myself of the work that I do and how it's helping people. And, you know, all the other kids and the outside stuff, it's like I have to, you know, keep that aside.
Right. It must be difficult, obviously, still going to school with the gift that you have. Have you come across any problems in school where you could have used your gift and didn't?
You know, I wouldn't say. I will recall that there was an incident that had happened, and I was actually in ice. There was a spirit that was coming through behind my teacher, and I guess I shouldn't have said anything, but my stomach was hurting me, and I could see the spirit behind my teacher. So I had raised my hand. Probably wasn't the best thing to do, but I'd raised my hand, and I said, "Miss Reef," I said, "your grandfather is standing behind you." And she kind of looked at me crazy, and she goes, she's like, "What?" And all the kids started laughing. So I said, "No, your grandfather is behind you." And she goes, "Well, none of my grandfathers had passed." And I'm thinking to myself, "Well, no, because I see this figure." So then she goes, "Oh, my God." She goes, "My grandpa is in the hospital. You know, he could die any minute." So she had ran to her phone, and I'm right, assuming she was calling her voicemail. And then she started tearing. And she looked and turned to me, and she goes, "My grandfather had passed just a half hour ago." And all the kids looked at me and was like, "Oh, my God." You know, and they were like, "This is crazy, man." You know, everybody was all, like, freaked out. And I said, "Yes, right, your grandfather is here, and he's coming to tell you that he loves you." And this was his way of coming through, telling me telling you that he had passed. So that was some experience that I had with kids, and then people I started getting respect.
Right, and basically you qualified that in fact you saw what you saw, and there wasn't much that anybody could do about it. You know, truth is truth, and it will set you free, Tony.
Oh yes, you know, and there was times where I have gotten picked on. And I can recall there was one incident where I was actually in gym, and I was, you know, holding this one girl's hand because, you know, I was picking up whatever energy around her, and I knew she needed a little bit of help. So I remember these jocks had was coming up to me, and they were throwing, like, basketballs at me, like, "Oh, you're fake psychic, you're fake, you're this."
Right.
And it kind of upset me inside. So I went into the locker rooms, and when I was getting changed and whatever, it was about 3 minutes before the bell had rung, and I walked up to him. He called me over to him, and I was like, "Either I'm going to get beat up or made fun of." So I walked up to him, and he goes, "What can you do?" And they're all, you know, laughing. So I closed my eyes, and I went into my own zone. And then I opened my eyes, and behind him, there was a younger boy, and he was about 17 or 18. And I said, "There's somebody here with," I keep on hearing, like, the J name, and he's showing me the chest area. "What does this mean?" The kid looked at me, and he looked like he had seen a ghost. He had rolled up his shirt, and right on his chest he had a tattoo of a J, and that was his brother who had passed from cancer just last year.
Wow.
And the kid came up to me, and he gave me a pat on the back, and he goes, I'm Joe, and I got his respect. So it's going through the challenges, and it's definitely challenging.
Definitely, I can imagine. With that said, the challenge is to get everything fit nicely into a one-hour show, Tony. So we're going to take a quick break, let people do a pause for the cause, and we'll be right back.
Welcome to the shadows
of the night. Phone lines are now open. 347-324-3287. 347-324-3287. You are in the night zone on blogtalkradio.com. 347-324-3287. 347-324-3287. It's time for a pause for the cause. The following program is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. Although the Night Zone takes all precautions to bring you quality information, the Night Zone is merely the purveyor of information. You, the audience, shall judge the quality of information offered by our guests or host. We remind all of our listeners, KVM Talk, phone lines are open, 347-324-3287, 347-324-3287. Your host, Colin Knight.
Tonight, on Night Zone Radio, our guest is the youngest psychic we have ever had on the show. He brings a fresh look at psychic abilities.
Anthony.
Next. In the shadows of the Night Zone.
Phone lines are open. 347-324-3287. 347-324-3287. You are in the Night Zone on blogtalkradio.com.
This was
Sunset
405.
These guys did a pass like 2,000 feet above, just off the left side by a mile.
Really?
Yeah. It could look like an aircraft with a light in the front and a green trail in the back.
Wow.
Not much question at all, but there's life throughout the country. We're not alone. Oh, no, for sure we're not.
Welcome to the shadows of the Night Zone.
Night Zone Radio is a research tool for those who wish to investigate, understand, and become informed on paranormal activity. The following information is presented in good faith as we continue to seek the truth, thinking outside the box. And we remind all listeners, KVM Talk.
The program was originally aired live long before the advent of high fidelity. As a result, we may be facing crazy transmission problems so common to old radio. We hope, however, that any variance in audio quality will not take away from your pleasure.
For as the lightning comes forth from the east and shines as far as the west, so also will be the coming of the Son of Man. Your host, Colin Knight.
There's not much question at all, but there's life throughout the universe. We're not alone in the universe. No, for sure.
We're not alone in the universe. I have with me tonight Tony, a psychic medium out of New Jersey, I believe you are, Tony. So do you believe that there is life other than Earth, Tony?
Absolutely, absolutely. I've seen so many spirits. I've seen angels. I've seen lots of spirits that come through and so many validations from other people. There's absolutely an afterlife. It's all energy on the other side. Everything's energy.
Right, right. We have a 408 number that has been holding since before the show, actually, and I had a brief chat with the young lady. 408, I'm going to bring your microphone open. You are on the air. Your first name, geographical location, and if you have a question for Tony?
Yes. Hi, this is Twi. I'm calling from California.
Okay. You have a specific question for me?
Yeah, I do. About my challenge right now, can you shed some light on of a time frame or what I need to do to obtain a new job, or do I need to go back to my previous job?
No, I do see you getting a job, I would say about 4 or 5 months from now. What I want you to do, I want you to write on a piece of paper, I want you to write that you're going to be coming into a job very soon. I want you to write what you're thankful for on this piece of paper. So I want you to say, thank you, God, for providing me with a job ASAP. Okay? And I want you to fold this piece of paper up, and I want you to put it under your bed, and I want you to say it every day. And you are putting the information out to God and the universe that this is what you want, and that will start to manifest. But I do see you coming into a job about 4 or 5 months. Keep on doing what you're doing, but I don't feel you going back to the other job, no.
Okay.
Well, there you go. Does that help you?
Yeah. Is there any messages from the other side about it?
This is what I'm getting from the other side. I'm getting that there's a lot of, in your job now, I feel that there's a lot of, I would say, stress coming on you. But I do see that working itself out, and I see you staying where you're at right now until you get another job within, like I said, 4 or 5 months. That's what I'm getting from the other side.
Okay, 408, thank you very much for your call. We appreciate it. We hope the information helped you there. So, Tony, when you originally realized that you had abilities, did you resist those abilities at all, or... How did it manifest it?
You know, when I was seeing spirit at a young age, that's I developed a fear, okay, and it blocked my ability to a certain extent because I was so afraid of it, and I didn't see spirit from I would say about like 10, 11, 12. I didn't see spirit for a while because I was so afraid of it and I didn't understand it, so it kind of put an energy block between there. And then, like I said, when I was 13, that's when I started opening up more and I understood my ability. But yeah, there was a time where I had blocked that out for a little bit.
Okay. And a question coming in from our Twitter account. Are you left-handed or right?
I'm right-handed.
Right-handed. And I don't know what that meant in the question, but there was a question that came in. 602, we have you on the air. Your microphone is open. Your first name, geographical location, and your question for Tony, please.
Yes, my name is Barbara, and I am in Glendale, Arizona. And I was wondering if there maybe is a connection with my husband or my father who are passed.
Okay, hold on. Let me see who's coming through. Okay, your father is coming through, okay? He's telling me to talk about, there's some type of chain that he's talking about. He's telling me to talk about some necklace. Did he give you a necklace? Or was this some type of heart necklace? He's acknowledging this heart necklace. He's acknowledging this heart necklace. I keep on seeing him showing me this. Now, who's like John or Joe or the J name?
I have a nephew named Joe.
Okay.
I have a nephew named John, too, for that matter.
Okay, he's acknowledging the J name. I know it's not for you, but sometimes they have a greater message for somebody else. But he's telling me to tell that this your nephew that whatever is going on right now is that things will start to settle out. Okay, I also want to say, was your dad the one who had the heart attack? Something with the heart, because he's pointing to his chest and
yes.
he's telling me
yes,
he had...
Yes, he did.
Okay, because this would be his way of coming through. I just want to make sure he's coming through. So he is around you. I keep on seeing there's a picture. I don't know if you have a picture of him in the hallway or somewhere on the wall, but he keeps on showing me this picture falling or on the floor. If it hasn't happened already, you're gonna notice that this picture is going to be moved or on the floor, and that's the way your dad's coming through. That'll be a validation that he's coming through.
Oh, well, actually that did happen.
Okay, so that would be his way of coming through. Okay, so that was just a validation that your dad is around you.
Oh, good.
Okay.
Nothing from my husband.
Was there anything from the husband, Tony?
From your husband. Hold on. Okay, what I'm getting is, was he the cancer passing one?
That was in question when he passed.
Okay. I want to say he was a cancer because he's making me feel cancer. He's showing me through, like, I keep on seeing through, like, a lot of blood problems. I don't know if there was something.
Yes.
He's showing me his whole body and with blood. There's something wrong with his blood.
Yeah.
Okay, because he's coming through and telling me that. He's making me feel, hold on. He doesn't want you to hold on to his passing because he's making me feel that you are worried or was worried that he went through a lot of pain, and he did not, because towards the end of his passing, I feel it was very peaceful for him. Would you know if he went into like a coma or if he went like out for a little bit before he passed?
I know that he came in, said he wasn't feeling well, and asked me to put him in bed for his nap, and I did, and he was gone within a couple minutes.
Okay, because I feel like he went, because it was, all right, then that's why, because they said he went to sleep, he went out, and then he passed. So it wasn't painful for him at all, and he wants you to know that, all right? But that's what I'm picking up.
Okay. Well, thank you very much.
Okay, so I hope that helps.
Well, thank you very much. We appreciate your call, and I'm glad that you managed to get a spirit message through. And obviously, it was a nice, clear signal. You were right on all counts on that one, Tony.
Yep, he was coming through, and, you know, I just pick up the emotions, and I just pick up what's coming through, and it's like a messenger.
Right. Now, you have the ability to touch an object and receive images. I think that's claircognizance, I think it's called. An information download when you touch something. Is there a time limit on how long that item can hold a memory or an image?
No, I mean, it depends, you know, if it's back from years ago, it will, from that object, from whenever that person owned that object, I will pick up the emotions and everything from that. So if it was passed down from generation, I will pick up all those different people's energies, and no, there's no time limit.
Right. I hope you know that there are millions of teenagers out there in the world who would love to have your abilities. It would be a wondrous gift for a pubescent child, I'm telling you, to be able to catch these signals from other places, I think would be absolutely amazing. I wish I had the gift.
Yeah, it's definitely a gift, and definitely that's something, you know, that needs understanding. And I always tell people that everybody has psychic ability. It's just learning how to develop that. We all have intuition.
Right. So how do you keep your abilities in check? I would think if you don't have a very good grasp on this gift, it could hamper you. It could really cause a lot of problems in your social play, I would think.
Oh, yes. Well, you know, I remember when I had first, even now to a certain extent, I'm learning how to block it out. But, you know, when I walk into, like, a classroom or when I walk into a place where there's a lot of people, I will be, it's like being like a basket case, you know, because I pick up emotions. And I have learned to shut that off. And not all the time does it work. But I'm a lot better at it. But when I walk into a place, it's like I will pick up, okay, that one's going through divorce, that one's going through depression. And it's like I'm a basket case of emotions. And, you know, I learned to turn it off. It's kind of like a TV switch. You know, you turn it on, you turn it off, and you just block it out and start, you know, thinking or talking about something different. And that's how I will learn how to get away from that energy. But it's definitely
right.
Something that you have to learn, and it takes practice. It does take practice.
Right. Do you expect any resistance from spirits because of your mortal age, or do they see through the mortal age and pass the information anyway?
They still do pass information. Sometimes information will come from spirit. It's like sometimes it's in a Rubik's cube where I got to try to figure it out, and they will come through like when I do a sit down or when I do a read. Sometimes they'll come through and they'll tell me little bits and pieces of things, and then towards as the read goes on, I'll have to piece it together and go, okay, that's what they were talking about. And sometimes it's black and white where it's like this, this, and that, and people will understand it. You know, so it's definitely it's something that I have to figure it out. The way I will see is if you could picture the way somebody looks right now. So if you're your wife, your child, if you could picture what they look like in your mind, that's how I see spirit. Or if you could recall the way somebody's voice sounds like right now in your head, or right. thought. That's how I hear.
Hmm. So I have a question coming in from our Twitter account. The Dalai Lama's gifts were qualified at 8 years old. Do you think the innocence of mortal mind allows development of psychic abilities?
Meaning, what does she mean?
I'm not quite sure. Let me just go over this again. So what I'm getting from that is, do you think the innocence of a child's mind allows for development of psychic abilities before it's cluttered with the mortal world, I guess?
Oh yes, absolutely. That's why a lot many people ask me, they will say, you know, how come when you're a child, you know, babies or younger kids, they will start to see and talk to spirits, or they'll say, Mommy, I see, you know, so-and-so over there. And right. it isn't till the parent, the mother or the father says, no, honey, there's no such thing. No, that's ridiculous. Now they put that energy in their brain, and you develop the mother or father is blocking it out. And then as you get older, 6, 7, 8, that's the way you learned. I would say to people who have psychic children or who do see it, to encourage it and to understand where they're coming from, and I would read up on books about it so they understand how to deal with a psychic child. Because
right.
it's unhealthy to block it out, because now you're blocking that that child's spiritual growth.
Yeah, I'm presuming out of the quick message, but I'm presuming that this female has a child that is showing some signs of special qualities, and I think maybe she's trying to rationalize when is the best time to begin bringing these qualities out, possibly.
Oh, well, ASAP. I mean, if the child is starting to see spirit, even, you know, if, you know, 3 years old, 4 years old, what I would tell her to do is, I would tell her to go pick up an Indigo Child book. If you look in the Barnes & Noble, you can pick up The Indigo Children, and it's by Lee Carroll. That's The Indigo Children by Lee Carroll. And that is it's a new evolution of children, of psychic kids. And that will definitely help her with her child.
I have a 610 number up on the switchboard. 610, your first name, geographical location, and, of course, your question for Tony.
Yes, my first name is Eileen. Geographical location is Pennsylvania. The question, I guess, would be, is it possible for me to develop or get into a career?
Okay, so your question is, you want to know, are you going to get into are you going to have a job? Is that what you're asking me?
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out what to do, like a career.
Okay, hold on. I keep on seeing a lot of designing around you. I feel that there's like a lot of, I would get into more of like feng shuiing or designing or, you know, remodeling. I would feel that you would be very good at that.
Oh, wow. Okay, thank you.
Okay. That's
have you looked into that career before, designing and the likes?
No. Someone else mentioned it, strangely enough. For some reason, that's come up before. No, I don't. No, I did have some products I designed. It's not like fashion design or furniture design or decorating design. It's like I designed a couple of products that I was thinking of marketing. But I have done graphic design for business cards and postcards and advertising material for people.
Does that show you anything there?
Me?
Did that help? With what Tony said regarding moving into design. I think it was fairly ambiguous, wasn't it, Tony? You said design. I don't think it was clothing, was it?
Right, yeah. I kept on seeing, well, designing, like I was, the way it was coming through was designing, I was seeing like fashion, or even like feng shuiing a house, you know, trying to, you know, reorganizing the house. I feel that you would be very good at that if you had start your own business in that. That would be very successful for you.
Wow.
Definitely.
All right, great. I'll
okay.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Well, good luck there, Pennsylvania. And, you know, if you get famous, you just remember where you did it first. right here in the Night Zone. Now, Tony, we have a question coming out of our virtual studio, and we have one of our members down there wondering if a reading can be done via the chat room without the actual telephone contact. Can that reading be done?
You mean like a chat room reading?
Yes.
Yes, that could be done by energy from the other person. It's usually, what I will say is that if there's a bunch of people in the chat room, it is very hard to read that person because I would be picking up on all these energies, and it might mean, you know, to Joe Schmo or to the other person. That's not the best idea. I would either do it through the phone or in person. That is the best way. But can it be done? Yes. But it's kind of wishy-washy with the information of who it's going to in the chat.
Right. So they would make the communication a little bit more difficult, and maybe the information could be a little bit more scrambled. That's the kind of way I'm hearing it. When we had David on the show a number of times, we've always talked about this dimensional type of barrier between spirit and earth. How do you see that barrier in your mind?
You're talking about like the dimensions between spirit and humans?
Yes. How do you visualize the difficulty, why it is so difficult to communicate?
Well, you know, I always say that, you know, here we are living in a three-dimensional world. On the other side, the spirit world is multi-dimensions. So you could be at more places at different times. A lot of people ask, you know, why they call it a medium, because what happens is spirit is vibrating at a high level, okay? Their energy is vibrating at a high level. We, as humans on the earth plane, are on a lower vibration. Mediums will raise their vibration, and spirit lowers theirs, and that's why you would call it a medium. But the dimensions, they're multi-dimensions on the other side. So that's how I would interpret that.
Okay. And we're going to try this one, Tony, now. No guarantees of success, but Spirit Baby 785 out of the virtual studio, send a private request. Will I be able to transfer to my prospective college for fall 2010 admissions? I am waiting for admission decisions from colleges I had applied to in the New York area, New York University, New England region, Boston, and the Ivy League schools, which are Brown, Cornell, and Columbia, and my name is Helen. So what can we do with that, Tony? Is there anything there for you?
I do see her getting accepted into two of the colleges. The first one that she gets accepted into is the best one to go with. Okay, so, and she'll wind up getting accepted, I would say, about July. It's June or July because I'm seeing the J month. She's going to get accepted into two of them that she wants to, and I'm telling her to go with the first one because that will be her best choice, and that she'll be happy with that choice. So don't hesitate on, which one should I go to? Go to the first college that accepts you out of the two.
Well, there you go. Okay, Spirit, so we hope that answered your chat question. And, all electronics, there's no barriers. All information is available. If you get the urge, of course, the phone lines are open until 10 before the hour. So you see the spiritual dimension as different frequencies, if you will?
Yeah,
a different frequency to Earth.
I would say it's different frequencies going in and out. It's like I would say the analogy I like to use. It's like a telephone line. You know, it goes from one end to the next, and it's like transmitters.
Okay.
And my job is to interpret that, and pass that through.
Okay, and Spirit is still trying to get clarification onto which university or college should she take. And I believe you said the first one that reports back that she is accepted, right?
Yes, the first one. I just got confirmation of that. It would be the first.
Right. It would be the first one that contacts her for acceptance. Okay. So when a spirit makes contact, is it for a specific message, or do they just acknowledge your presence sometimes and really just want to kind of chew the fat, so to speak, or test their abilities? Is there always a message associated with the contact?
Oh, yes. Yes, there is always a message. Before, you know, when people come to me, they, you know, sometimes the sitter will want to know information, or they want a healing. You know, sometimes they have, you know, unfinished business, or they don't know why their father left. But the people who come through, the spirits who come through, they will have a greater message of healing, okay? And they come through with different messages. But I always say there's two steps to spirit communication. The first step is acknowledging is the set signs and symbols. So, you know, when I first started mediumship, you know, I would get the signs and symbols, and it wasn't so much as the messages that were coming through. If you can recognize the signs and symbols, that's perfect. Second step of mediumship is passing the message through, because spirit always has a message for us, whether it be healing, whether it be what's going on in their life, and they always want to know that they're around us. So there's two parts, you know, the symbols, and then the second part is the messages. But, yeah, spirit always has a message for us.
Right. Right. So do spirits ever attempt to possess a human? Do they ever try and take over the abilities of a body and soul?
I do feel that they can. That's only if you allow them to. A lot of people, they go, oh, you know, they'll say to me, oh, well, what you do is, you know, bad. I don't want to get possessed. But what I do, I will protect myself with white light. You know, I envision myself with white light every time I go and do a reading. And,
right.
You know, or if I'm in a crowd or whatever, I will surround myself with white light, and that protects me from being possessed. I will get, you know, impressions. Sometimes I will feel the physical aspects, you know, so if they have a heart attack, maybe my chest is hurting me, you know, or if, you know, I see them drug overdosing, I will see,
right.
You know, black stuff going through their blood. So there's all different aspects. But as far as possession, can it be done? Yes, it can, but that's only if the human body allows it to. That's why I always use protection with white light, so that doesn't happen.
Right, and that's why people shouldn't play with things they don't understand, like Ouija boards and the like. Although I believe that we have the right to look through those portals, I think we need to do it with intelligence. And I'm very impressed with you, Tony, that you take it on such a realistic terms and understand the powers that the great maker has given you.
Oh,
now,
yeah.
the first time you contacted a spirit yourself, tell us about that first spirit realization. What did the spirit want, or what did you want from that spirit?
Well, the first time, well, actually, it contacted me, and this was, I would say this was when I was going back, way, way back, when I was like 4 or 5, and I could vaguely remember, and it was my spirit guide, actually. There was this little boy, he had told me he had a white, half-white face and half-blue face, and I never understood that, I still don't, but he would be in my closet, he would live in my closet, and he would come out at night, and he would play with my toys. And I remember I had asked him, I said, you know, why are you in my room, or why are you playing with my toys? You know, why aren't you outside or with your family? And the spirit had told me that it's dirty outside. And this is a younger boy, even though he was a spirit guide, I feel he had passed from a car accident, because he was showing me cars, because I had asked him how he passed, and he told me he passed from a car accident. He got hit by a car. And that's why I had asked him, why aren't you outside? And he goes, there's all bugs outside. And, you know, he was a younger kid, so his spiritual development was still on a low level. So he talked as like a 5 or 6 year old.
Right.
And he would just come in my room and just play with my toys. And it was just a spirit that didn't know what he was doing. He was stuck on this earth plane, and he just needed to be crossed over. You know, I didn't understand that at the time, but and that's why I had asked him. But that was the first time that I had, like, an interaction with the spirit, talking-wise.
Right. Now, did he know that he was a spirit? A shock to him?
Yeah,
did you reveal that to him, that he was actually deceased and that he was a spirit?
Well, I did not at first, because I was afraid, because it was new to me, so I wasn't as open, you know, as like, oh, okay, let's be buddies and friends, and I know you passed, or I didn't logically fit it into my brain, because I was so young, and I didn't understand what was happening to me, that I was seeing a actual spirit in my room. And I would say, as I got older, around 7 or 8, that's when I had said that, and I started recognizing that he was a past spirit, and I just envisioned him. I closed my eyes, and I envisioned him going into the light. And that's what my mom had told me, and she had guided me and said, you know, tell him to go into the light. And that's what I did. I closed my eyes, and I seen two angels take him and bring him up. And, you know, he was just there as my spirit guide. But that's what happened.
Has he ever returned to you to help you, or has he passed you on to a more experience guide?
I would say I have more experienced guides around me. I have never seen him. He has never appeared to me. I do know that he is around, though, because he is around and he is watching me in spirit guide, because it was more of a, now that I'm more spiritually evolved, that was
right.
Like a lower dimension spirit that had lower experiences here on Earth. And now I have more highly developed spirit guides. You know, as I get older, that's what happens. People's spirit guides change as they spiritually evolve.
And I think as the hierarchy moves through the spiritual world, and as your gifts, your abilities manifest themselves on Earth, Tony, I think you'll find that each progression will bring you those special guides to move you along to whatever the ultimate destination is that's already preordained, I think.
Oh, absolutely. I do trust spirit, and that's what it's all about. It's learning to go with your intuition, and that's what I do. I don't second-guess my spirit guides or my intuition. I go with what feels right, and that's what psychic ability is about, developing that.
Right. And likewise, I go with my psychic abilities, and I know when to pull the pin and take a big deep breath. And this looks like the time. Going to take a quick pause for the calls. We'll be right back.
Welcome to the shadows
of the night. Phone lines are now open. 347-324-3287. 347-324-3287. You are in the night zone on blogtalkradio.com. 347-324-3287. 347-324-3287. It's time for a pause for the cause. The following program is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. Although the Night Zone takes all precautions to bring you quality information, the Night Zone is merely the purveyor of information. You, the audience, shall judge the quality of information offered by our guests or host. We remind all of our listeners, KVM Tour, phone lines are open, 347-324-3287, 347-324-3287. Your host, Colin Knight.
Tonight, on Night Zone Radio, our guest is the youngest psychic we have ever had on the show. He brings a fresh look at psychic abilities.
Anthony.
Next, in the shadows of the Night Zone.
Phone lines are open. 347-324-3287. 347-324-3287. You are in the Night Zone on blogtalkradio.com.
This
one's
405.
That's these guys said it passed like 2,000 feet above, just off the left side by a mile.
Really?
Yeah. They said it looked like an aircraft with a light in the front and a green trail in the back.
Wow.
Not much question at all. But there's life throughout the universe. We're not alone. All so sure we're not.
Welcome to the shadows of the Night Zone.
Night Zone Radio is a research tool for those who wish to investigate, understand, and become informed on paranormal activity. The following information is presented in good faith as we continue to seek the truth, thinking outside the box. And we remind all listeners, KVM Tour.
The radio program was originally aired live, long before the advent of Python Dennis, at originally aired live, long before the advent of high fidelity. As a result, you may be facing a crazy transmission problem so common to old radio. We hope, however, that any variance in audio quality will not take away from your pleasure.
For as the lightning comes forth from the east and shines as far as the west, so also will be the coming of the Son of Man. Your host, Colin Matthews.
There's not much question at all, but there's life throughout the universe. We're not alone in the universe. No, sure.
And we have with us tonight Tony, psychic medium out of New Jersey. So, Tony, as we introduce you to the Night Zone crew, I got to tell you that it's been an absolute pleasure having you with us tonight. And I do see David Baker is holding in the wings. So I'm going to bring David in prior to 301 being brought up online. Good evening, David. Welcome to the Night Zone.
Good evening, Colin and Tony. Thank you. It's a wonderful show tonight. I'm really enjoying it. It's giving me a chance to listen and enjoy for a change.
Well, we're grateful that you're there, David, and I appreciate you bringing Tony to the Night Zone. So, Tony, we have a 301 call. We're going to open up that phone line, 301. Now, if my gut is telling me right, this is regarding the university, and you're trying to get clarification on which university to go to. 301,
yes.
You're on the air.
Yes, hello.
Hello.
Hi. Yes. Yes, this is Spirit Baby 785. My name is Helen. And yes, it was. I had the question about the university. I was saying where I could accept it and be able to transfer to to my prospective schools for fall 2010 admissions. I'm currently waiting admission decisions from schools that I applied to in the New York area. New York University, New England Region, Boston University, and the Ivy League schools, which are Brown University, Columbia University, Cornell University, and Yale University. I was recently accepted to some university in my state of Maryland, but I don't want to be in my state anymore.
Okay, that's a mouthful, so we're going to try and get that all sorted out, Tony. Can you be of any help to this young lady?
So your question is, you want to know which university that you're going to get accepted?
Yeah, she's been accepted to the Maryland University, but that's kind of home turf. And she doesn't want to go to Maryland. Which other one is she going to be accepted to?
Okay. All right, hold on.
And you too, David. Okay. I have your phone line open too, David.
Okay, she had, I don't remember all the ones because she was saying it very fast, but what I'm getting from Spirit is I'm getting the fourth one that she had named when she went through them, because I'm getting number four. That's the one she's going to wind up that will start to come through, and I feel that would be the one to get accepted. Although the Maryland one will be good for you, I would reconsider that again. I know you don't want to go to there, but I would reconsider that because there. I feel there's some surprises behind that university that will surprise you and will be more positive for you. But other than that, I would go with the fourth one because I'm being guided by the four.
Okay, so
I feel the same way. I feel the same way. I was getting the four as well, right in tune with what Tony was getting. In fact, he got it faster than I did, so I'm pretty impressed by that. But yes, fourth, and I'm also getting a P and a New York. The P I can't identify through the list that she said, but those are two possibilities that could
be. Okay. Okay. So it makes a lot of sense to me. Thank you, caller. We are getting really short on time with 5 minutes. Of the show remaining. So, David, what do you think? Huh? Pretty impressive of this young man.
Oh, I'm totally impressed. I met him a year or two ago. He heard me on some show, and of course he was too, and he contacted me. Then later I met his mother. We chatted on the phone. As I was talking to him, all these spirits were coming to me, and I can see that, oh my God, it runs in the family, and they were telling me that not only is he really good, and he's got a great heart, you know, for somebody that age to be doing this and taking all the stuff that he does at school and everywhere and just continue on. I saw him rising. He's going to become a really, at least that's what I'm told, really important medium someday. And, you know, I support those type of people. He's a really good person. His gifts are really open. He's writing a book, which I hopefully he'll get published pretty soon, about his experiences. I think that for somebody this age, the youngest medium that I know, he's totally amazing. And I know a lot of them. But, you know, as I said, in the movie The Matrix, that's right, kid, you've got the gift. And he does. I'm really proud of him.
Well, there you go, Tony. You can't get much better. So, Tony, what's it like to come through the household with Mother calling you the Candyman?
Well, it's definitely a journey to go through. Having the ability, it's definitely one journey.
Well, Tony, we wish you nothing but absolutely fantastic things, sir. It's been a pleasure to have you here at such short notice, and I hope you won't be a stranger. I hope we can rebook you for another time later on in the year.
Oh, absolutely! That would be very fun.
Now, before you disappear, Tony, what is your website, sir?
My website is www.answersfromthebeyond.com, and my biography page is on there, and you can read about me from when
okay,
I was a baby.
So, answersfrombeyond.com. Sir, it's been an absolute pleasure.
It's been a pleasure talking to you.
And blessings on your household, Tony. You take care of yourself, to you and your mom, and let your mom know that we are definitely going to be in touch with her to get her into the Night Zone and have her part of the Night Zone family. David, what a night. What a fabulous guest.
It was just terrific.
I just can't believe we burned through an hour, and as usual, it's you know, it's one of those nights where we got to hurry up and get out of here.
Well, okay, Colin. With that said, you know the old adage, time goes by when you're having fun, and it was awesome. Thank you so much.
Thank you, David. I appreciate it. Ladies and gentlemen, David Baker, psychic medium, spirit guide, regular on the Night Zone, and I do believe that he also has a regular pitch now on Sci-Fi on Blog Talk Radio. So congratulations, David. We appreciate the fact that you are out there doing what you do and bringing all those fabulous people to us that you do. Amazing, amazing. Tony, good luck to you, sir. We have to get out of here. You hope.
Hey, Night Zoners, got a minute? I'm sure we all know someone who is experiencing difficult times during this recession, either with unemployment or financial problems, or in relationships. I have friends like that. I would like to remind you that we are all in this together. So if you have friends experiencing hardships, support them with your advice. If you have acquaintances who are having rough times, nurture them with your friendship. Show them kindness. If you have family members who are having difficulties, show them your love. And if you have people in your life who have almost given up, throw them a lifeline of kindness. Remember the golden rule, but for the grace of God, go I. Blessings upon your household. Until then, next time we meet.
This has been a Night Zone production in association with BlogTalkRadio.com.